Much grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Text for this morning's message is our gospel reading from John 7, and we're focusing on the words of Jesus. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Will you pray with me? Lord God, Heavenly Father, how wonderful it is again to hear your word and the spirit that moves through your word. We pray that this word may sink deep into our hearts and overflow with faith and love. And we ask this in the name of the one who pours out the spirit, Jesus Christ. Amen. With all that's going on in the world right now, what with this coronavirus pandemic, and we're still under its effects, but also all the unrest in recent days, all across the nation, over the death of one man, it's easy to forget that Chicago hit an interesting milestone the other day. In fact, May 2020 is now the wettest month on record in Chicago. Yeah, we got a ton of rain in May. And I remember just a few days ago when we got all of that rain. I'm sure you remember it too. Maybe you're still feeling the effects of it down in your basement. And it was just crazy, just all that rain just pouring down, and the rivers surged up and overflowed their banks. Streets were flooded. It was horrible, actually, for some people. Yeah, I got to watch the little pond that often forms in my backyard turn into a lake and overflow into the planter area. But the rain ended. And we were able to get back outside, and as I was going for a walk, and I saw that there was still water, except this water was different than what I saw with all that rain. In its place were left just these kind of puddles and these pools of water that were just standing there, stagnant. And it got me thinking, what a difference that is. You know, on the one hand, there were these just still puddles of water, but only hours before, it had been a rushing, roaring river of water just covering everything. So it made me think, one pool of water is lifeless, but the other body of water, that rushing river of water, it's living. Living water. Those are the exact words that Jesus uses here in our gospel reading this morning. On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Now, why would Jesus say these exact words at this exact time? Well, you notice that it says on the last day of the feast. The feast that John is writing about here is the Feast of Booths, or the Feast of Tabernacles. It was one of the major Old Testament feasts that the Lord had established with Moses. And it was to commemorate Israel's wandering in the wilderness and having to pitch a tent or a booth or a tabernacle in those wanderings. And then they'd have to pack it all up and move throughout their time of wandering. But it was also a feast to commemorate the Lord's guidance and his provision and his grace for them. But there's more to it than that. You see, on this Feast of Booths, which lasted for 7 days, the high priest would take a huge golden flagon, a pitcher, and would go down to the pool of Siloam and fill the pitcher with those waters. And then in procession, he would go back up to the temple and into the altar area, and he would pour that water into 7 bowls and then pour out that water as an offering to the Lord. And then on the last day of the feast, the great day, there was an extra flourish that was added when the high priest would walk around the altar 7 times, 7 being the number of completeness, before pouring out the water. And there was all kinds of meaning behind this water ritual. On the one hand, this Feast of Booths took place in September or October of the year, which meant that the harvest was coming. So the people were giving thanksgiving, but also petitioning the Lord for rain so that it would be a good harvest. But further than that, they were commemorating God's provision for God's people in the wilderness, especially when Moses struck the rock and water gushed forth so that they could parch their thirst, they could quench their thirst. But above all that, in a much deeper way, they were anticipating the days of the Messiah, their true king. And with his coming, he would pour out his Spirit on all flesh. You see, all of this was going on behind Jesus' words here, in which he cried out about rivers of living water. And the reason that Jesus said this at this time was because he wanted the people to know that he was the fulfillment of everything that the Feast of Booths anticipated. He was the Word of God in the flesh among them, raining down God's blessings upon them. He was the one that could truly quench their spiritual thirst for meaning, for life, and for salvation. He was the Messiah. He was the Christ among them, giving his Spirit to those who believed that he was the Messiah. And as if the reader didn't understand this, John goes on to say this very thing. Now this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. For as yet the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. You see, Jesus wouldn't give his Spirit until he was glorified. Glorified at the cross when he was crucified, the Lamb of God taking away the sin of the whole world. Glorified when he rose from the dead 3 days later, showing himself alive, showing himself as Lord and God. And glorified 40 days after he rose from the dead, glorified where he ascended into heaven and told his disciples, wait in Jerusalem for the promised Spirit. You see, Jesus is the one out of whose heart the rivers of living water flow, the life-giving Spirit, giving the glory of Jesus, giving the glory of his forgiveness, of his life, and his salvation to anyone who is thirsty. Are you thirsty? Now, I'm not talking about, you know, it's hot out and you want to go grab something cold to drink from the refrigerator. No. Are you thirsty? Is your spirit dried up? Is your life parched and dry? Are you wandering in the wilderness of fears and failures and frustrations? Do you want rain to just pour down and drench your dry landscape? Do you want that water to gush from the rock and just overtake you, saturate you? Do you want to be filled with something that will always satisfy you? And yet, how often do you and I try to quench this thirst by drinking from the stagnant pools of the devil's lies, who says you don't need God, you don't need his love, you don't need his grace or provision in order to make it. You can do it on your own. Filling ourselves with the stagnant waters of the world's promises. If you do this, then you will get that. And yet never truly keeping their promise. And filling ourselves with the stagnant waters of our sinful desires, where we drink deep of trying to get others' approval, of our appetites, trying to fill our bellies and our minds and our hearts with just empty stuff, and full of selfish ambition, trying to save ourselves, and yet we drink deep of this, and yet we're still thirsty. But that's when Jesus says to you, if anyone is thirsty, come to me and drink. Come to Jesus and drink, brothers and sisters in Christ. Believe in him. Trust in his love for you. And out of your heart will flow rivers of living water, the life-giving Spirit that pours out the glory of the crucified and risen and ascended Lord, quenching your deepest thirst with his forgiveness of every single one of your sins, with life, abundant life, and with salvation from every evil of body and soul. Yes, you have your heart is overflowing with those rivers of living water, but did you notice that something happens when it is overflowing out of your heart? Let me show you what I mean. The Amazon River, it's the biggest river in the entire world. Its mouth is over 90 miles wide. In fact, it has more water than the Yangtze, the Mississippi, and the Nile rivers combined. In fact, there's so much water that is flowing through the Amazon that its currents can be detected up to 200 miles off the coast where it empties. And that's when I heard a story of an ancient traveling ship that was coming from Africa trying to get to South America, but found itself in the still stagnant waters of the South Atlantic. No breeze, they were drifting, and they were running out of water. But then a ship from South America was traveling east and came across this ship and pulled up alongside it, and they yelled out, "Do you need anything?" And they said, "Yes, we do. If you have any water to spare, please give it to us, because we are dying of thirst here." And they simply said, "No worries. Just drop your buckets into the ocean, because you are in the mouth of the mighty Amazon River." Brothers and sisters in Christ, there are people all around you that are thirsty. They're parched. They're dry. They're wandering in the wilderness, longing, desiring to quench this thirst that they have. And yet, all they see around them is just the stagnant waters of what the world can offer but can never truly satisfy. But that's when they come to you and your heart overflowing with rivers of living water, the life-giving Spirit overflowing through your faith, the deep trust in God's love for you in Jesus Christ, God's grace for you in Jesus Christ, God's forgiveness for you in Jesus Christ, and overflowing through your life, through your words, your hands, your feet, showing love to them, and overflowing through your witness, where you overflow with the abundance of good news to them about the God who took on flesh and died and rose so that they could pour out blessings through this life-giving Spirit. This is what is overflowing from your heart, and it's overflowing into their lives and into their hearts so that they believe in Him, so that their lives are completely changed and transformed by the Spirit of God, so that they too overflow with the good news of Jesus Christ. Because I realized something when I was staring at those stagnant pools after all that rain, I realized that the only way for this pool to become alive again is for that living water to fill that pool and get it moving again, to get it living again. And brothers and sisters in Christ, that's what Pentecost is all about. The Holy Spirit overflowing out of the heart of Jesus Christ, poured out onto all flesh, onto a world that is dry and parched and deeply thirsting, and then those hearts overflowing with faith, with hope, with love, with grace and forgiveness, and the good news for anyone who is thirsty. Amen.